Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Jonathan Spire of the Middle East Forum about the Hezbollah threat, not just rockets, but also the possibility of an October 7th along the northern border if and when the Israeli citizens who've been evacuated and out of place for 8 months return. It's unacceptable to allow Hezbollah to come right up to the border and threaten citizens and threaten worse. What is to be done? Jonathan is very clear about the choices for the IDF, for the Jerusalem government. Here's Jonathan Spier on the threat from the north and what must be done.
My view is that it cannot be. Yeah, you're absolutely right, John, in your characterization. I mean, I was up on the northern border, accompanying an army group a couple of months ago, and we went to Rosh HaNikra on the northwestern side of the border area. And sure, the people who were living there are houses just, 4 or 5 yards from the border fence, and Hezbollah men were coming down to that border fence prior to October 7th. So the prospect for October 7th, or frankly, if one can imagine it, even something like that, but on a larger scale, is very, very real in the northern border. So residents of the north, of Israel's north, simply will not come back while that remains a possibility. I personally do not believe that can be changed through diplomacy. Frankly, and I'll be clear about it, I think that Israel either accepts that situation or it carries out unilateral military action to try and change it. There isn't really any other possibilities on the table, in my view.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?